almost 20 to 8. Let's go to the US, where New York Attorney General Letitia James has been criminally indicted on federal charges of bank fraud by a grand jury. She led a civil fraud investigation against Donald Trump 2 years ago. Last month, he called on US Attorney General Pam Bondi, who leads the Justice Department, in a social media post to prosecute his political opponents, including James. In a statement, she accused the president of a desperate weaponization of our justice system. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan has been telling us more.
Well, the background to the case is essentially President Donald Trump wants to get back at his enemies, people who've been annoying him over the last several years. And one of those is Letitia James. She's the Attorney General of New York State. This is an elected position. Right now, she's on the receiving end of an indictment from a grand jury in Virginia and has got to turn up in court on October 24th.
So what's she being charged with?
She's being charged with mortgage fraud, essentially. One charge of bank fraud and one charge of making a false statement. This relates to her buying a house in the city of Norfolk, Virginia. She bought one in 2020. She also bought one in Norfolk in 2023, but her main residence was up in New York City in a place she'd bought decades ago. However, the indictment relates to the house that she bought in 2020, a three-bedroom house in which she said it was going to be her secondary residence. And that was important for getting better terms on a mortgage rate. But in fact, she ended up renting the house out. And according to the small print of the mortgage form, she wasn't supposed to do that without the written approval of the bank. And that might have led to a change in the mortgage rate. The indictment says that she benefited to the tune of $19,000 over the course of the mortgage by doing it in that particular way.
What's her history with Donald Trump?
Her history is that she prosecuted him and ran for election in 2018, saying that she was going to essentially get Donald Trump and attack him on his property empire, which she actually did. She brought a case against him in 2022, a civil fraud case in New York. Case went to trial. Trump and his companies were alleged to have overinflated the value of the properties that they owned, and including his own apartment in the Trump Tower, where he was famously accused of increasing the size of it by 30% and then maxing out the potential value per square foot. The reason that he was doing this with all of the properties, according to the case, was that he could put up more collateral against bank loans and therefore drive down the interest rates, which gave him a competitive advantage against other rivals in the New York property game. The court fined him $350 million plus interest, which went to $500 million. President Trump did appeal it. Court earlier this summer threw out the fine, but it did leave intact the finding that President Trump and others in the company had committed fraud. Now, the president is appealing that ruling as well, and Letitia James is appealing that ruling as well. They both want to get this one into New York's highest court. So there is unfinished business between the pair of them.
And on this case, Sean, Lindsay Halligan, the US attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, personally presented the case to the grand jury. Is that the normal course of events?
No, it's not. And the thinking, the belief there is that she was having difficulty in getting some of the career prosecutors in her office to take that case. The U.S. attorney's role in the various districts of states is akin to that of the Director of Public Prosecutions in Ireland. They essentially manage an office and decide whether cases go forward for prosecutions, but don't get involved in the business of going to court themselves. They have their prosecutors in the office to do that work for them. Now, this is her second criminal prosecution. She is an insurance lawyer by trade. She'd never done a criminal prosecution until earlier this week, when she started the prosecution case against the former head of the FBI, James Comey. And at that stage, she'd only been in the job as U.S. attorney for 13 days. She had replaced another man, Eric Siebert, who had been appointed by President Trump at the start of the year, again with this mandate to try and take cases against Comey and Letitia James in the Virginia Circuit, but told them by early September there just isn't enough there to justify taking a case. The president got mad and essentially forced Siebert out and appointed this person, Lindsay Halligan, in his place. And 2 days later, she filed a case against James Comey and now has taken the case against Letitia James.
And how is she, how's Letitia James reacted to these charges?
Well, she's published a video in which she's denouncing the whole thing as the weaponizing of the Department of Justice, a phrase we've heard before used by somebody else. Can't think of his name for the moment. And she is pushing back very strongly against it, saying she is not afraid. She is fearless indeed and is going to fight this one all the way.
Before we let you go, separately on Donald Trump, is he going to win the Nobel Peace Prize?
I'd be amazed if he won it tomorrow, because I think these the committees that make these decisions make them through a formal process that takes a couple of weeks. I can't see them turning around on the basis of this week's developments in the Middle East, and they're still tentative enough. But certainly if his 20-point plan comes to pass, a lot of people think, yeah, he probably would deserve it for that. And if he was able to do something similar for Ukraine, that would knock the ball out of the stadium.
That's Sean Whelan speaking to us from the US a short time ago. It's 8:15.